Hi, this is Steve Metz, the curator of Lost at Sea. The next item on the audio tour is a memorial posy ring made in 1592. I find this tiny, beautiful object to be one of the saddest and most emotionally powerful items in the exhibition. It was made by the surviving family of a drowned man whose initials were R.C. We don't know his name. The ring represents the cost of oceanic disorientation on a human and personal scale. When people died at sea in the early modern period, bodies were very seldom recovered. A ring like this one would have provided a tangible focal point for the mourning family. In addition to a skeletal image and the initials RC inside the stone, the ring contains a posy, or a short verse, inscribed inside the band. The cruel seas, remember, took him in November. What I find especially moving about this object is its individual scale. It reminds us that questions of oceanic orientation and disorientation are not just global affairs involving nations or merchant fleets or international voyages. Humans did not only use stars or the Earth's magnetic field to orient themselves at sea. The oceans also affected individuals and families, and coming to terms with oceanic disruption required human-sized objects as well as global technologies.